All right, guys, what is going on? We got another episode of the Stone and Sons audio show. This is episode number 7. We're gaining some ground on the episodes, but it's a lot of fun. I enjoy doing it. Before you know it, we'll be up into double digits in the episode, so that's exciting. Getting right into the meat of the content, we've got the current state of the shop. Last week, I talked about the modular shop storage system, and that is underway. Last week was the design aspect of it. I talk about how I got to the point of the actual design that I'm going with, that I'm using, that I'm building, and also using SketchUp in the course that I've got where I design everything. And then the course talks about how to use it as a beginner, but also taking those drawings and inserting those into a PDF for a plan, either to sell or to go buy in your shop. So if that's something you're interested in, there'll be a link down in the description along with last week's video. So going into this next week, I've got WorkbenchCon coming up, so I cannot deliver on the next build video for this modular shop storage system. I have started it, but I have not finished it. So that's going to be the following week. This coming up Tuesday will actually be probably a smaller project, or maybe a live video, because if you guys follow me on my second YouTube channel, you know that I'm going to be giving away a set of drills from Rigid. It's going to be an impact and a driver. So they were nice enough to donate a set to give away. So I'm really excited. I use them here in my shop, and I really like them. So be looking for that. I don't know if that's going to be this week or not, but nonetheless, we will give away that set of drills. So to be up to date on that, follow me on my second YouTube channel, subscribe over there. That's where I talk about a lot of those details. So upcoming project, I think I mentioned it last week. We are in the modular shop storage system project now. I've also got a bunk bed with a desk coming up. I don't know if I'm going to be doing a design video on that. If you guys like the design videos, let me know, and I'll start doing those in front of my project builds. It'll have kind of, I guess, a design video and then a build video. And then with my outfit assembly table, I'll throw a link down in the description for that as well. I did a design video, build video, and a tour video. So that was fun. At the very end, I just kind of went around and talked about all the features, because it is really feature rich and it's got a lot of storage and a ton of little places in it to where you can store a lot of different things. So really, really cool. Yeah, that's coming up. Let me know if you like those design videos, because I'm curious. All right, so let's move on to the call-in. This week, we've got a call-in from Dustin Callum from North Star Workshop. And Dustin's question is around sponsorships. So he's wanting to know when he should start seeking out sponsorships, or, you know, when did sponsorships start seeking out, for instance, me in this instance. So let's listen to Dustin's question. Okay, Dustin, thanks for the question. I really appreciate that. And it's actually a really good question, because when I was getting started into doing the YouTube thing and having a website and Instagram and all that stuff, I was wondering the same thing. And I actually contacted several of the other YouTube creators, content creators, and asked the same thing. So I'm glad you asked, and hopefully this will be able to be a sounding board for other content creators out there listening as well. So the way I went about it was, when I started noticing a following of any kind, I started thinking about how could I incorporate some things that were, being used from, say, different companies out there that provide woodworking products. But more importantly, the best piece of advice that I got was, just keep making content, and when you are at a point to where your content is being noticed, those sponsorships will come to you. So that is what I'm going to say, but I'll expand on that a little bit. I think you need to have a presence, a consistent presence on YouTube. Definitely have a website of some sort where people can contact you, see what you're about, see your other projects, and kind of give some in-depth insight as to what you're doing and why you're doing it, how you're doing it, and that kind of thing. YouTube videos are great. That's probably where a lot of people stop. But the ones that are really interested and the ones that want to know about what type of products you're using, well, look at those links down in the description and go to your website to figure out more about what you did and how you did things. And so that's the kind of thing that's going to catch the eye of sponsorships, in my opinion. You know, when you do really good work, when you are doing videos on a consistent basis, I'm not going to necessarily say that you have to make, you know, excellent videos, but I will say that helps if you have a good talent or a knack for making good videos. That's definitely going to catch the eye of different sponsorships. But when you are consistently putting out content and you've got a following there and you've got different platforms that you're distributing content on, like for instance, YouTube, website, Instagram, that kind of thing, and then you're rolling out content on all of those platforms, that just gives you a bigger presence, gives you a bigger stage to present the things that you're doing. And then the sponsors want to be in front of that, and so they'll contact you and reach out and say, hey, we love what you're doing, you know, do you have room for us to work together, that kind of thing. But I don't think it's a bad thing necessarily to reach out to different sponsorships if it fits. You know, I think that if you've got something specific that you're doing, there's a product out there, by all means reach out to the sponsor, the company, you know, whatever it is, and just ask them, hey, you know, I've got this going on. Would you be interested in trading somehow, whether that be product for, you know, exposure or monetary compensation? However that looks, I think if you are doing a project that's interesting and there's room for a product there, definitely reach out to them. You know, it won't hurt. It'll get your name out there, you know, put a bug in somebody's ear. So I would say consistently put out content and what you're doing, and have a goal in mind with what you want to do and how you want to present different products or different companies that you want to work with. So I don't know if that answers your question. There's really a lot of different ways to go about this, and it really depends on what your motive and your ultimate goals are, you know, with your content. So just be careful not to just jump into anything just to have something. I'll repeat that. Don't jump into anything just to have something, because in my opinion, that's not the way to go about it. You want to provide value, number one, to the people that are watching your videos, the ones that are reading your content on your website, consuming your Instagram post. Those things, you want to provide value, and if you're providing value, those sponsors will come eventually, and you know, they'll want to be on board with what you're doing. And also, the people that are consuming your content are going to trust you if you're providing value and if you're going to be there on a consistent basis. So if you're not providing value, the sponsor doesn't want to be there. The people that are consuming your content are really not going to be engaged. So just a lot of food for thought there. That's how I kind of look at things. You know, everybody's got their own system, their own reasoning for doing other sponsorships and that kind of thing. So just keep in mind what you want to do, be consistent with that, and you know, it'll grow in time. I really believe that. So just stick with it. Don't give up, keep going. And it will come. So Dustin, thank you for the question. I hope that answers it.
Hey Sean, this is Dustin Kellum with North Star Workshops. I'll start out by saying I'm an avid follower on all platforms. So just love your content. And I like this audio show you started. Just got a quick question just about sponsorships. I was wondering, when in your career did you start reaching out to sponsors, or sponsors start reaching out to you? Just wondering if you can help me out with that. Thanks.
All right, guys, this week's show shout out is Matthew over at Warren Standard. You can find him on Instagram at Warren Standard, WORNSTANDARD. I'll have a link in the description so you guys can check him out. He has some really good content on Instagram, makes some killer cutting boards. Just a cool dude. Got a chance to meet Matthew over at a couple of the meetups that we've had in Birmingham at City Hardwood. And it was just really good to get to talk to him and just kind of meet him. And so now when we go over there for the meetups, you know, Matthew's there, so we kind of get to catch up. But check him out on Instagram, show him some love. And speaking of meetups, I'd love to get together sometime here before, maybe around summertime, maybe even before then. schedule a meetup of some kind and get, you know, Jay involved, a couple more guys that live around here. And so if you have any suggestions, hit me up on Twitter at Stone and Sons WS. I'd love to hear your thoughts on a meetup. If any other guys want to call in, or gals want to call in and be a part of the show, there are a couple of ways to do this. So number one, download the Anchor app, A-N-C-H-O-R, to your phone. When you download that, search for Stone and Sons Audio Show or Stone and Sons or Sean Stone, and then favorite my station. And then once you do that, you'll see a little plus sign down at the bottom. You can call in, leave a voicemail, and I can insert it here on the show and answer it just like I did with Dustin's question. There's another way that we can go about doing this, and this is, I'll call all of this community on air, but there's another way we can do this, and sometimes I'll tweet out or put a message on Facebook, hey, DM me your phone number, and I will call you, and we can talk about this on the show, back and forth, and have a conversation that everybody can hear both sides of the conversation instead of me just answering the question. I'm really intrigued about doing that. I want to start doing that. So I've got a couple people there that want to try to do that. When the time's right, we'll do it. But I still want to encourage all of you to call in, leave questions, so we can provide information and valuable content to those that are listening. So again, thanks to Dustin for calling in, and anybody else that wants to call in, I encourage you to do so. If you want to support the show, you can support us through Patreon at patreon.com/Stone and Sons Workshop. There you'll find a few different levels to support. Now, WorkbenchCon, like I said, is this weekend. Contact me if you're going to be there. I definitely want to hear from you, see you, meet everybody that I can. Just really excited for this. And stay in the loop with Instagram stories and my second YouTube channel. There will be links in the description. If you want to catch this audio show on my website, you can find that at stoneandsons.net/audio. And you can listen there. Or you can subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, and there's also episodes over on SoundCloud now. So I don't know if we'll continue with SoundCloud forever, but right now all of the episodes are there on SoundCloud. So subscribe to one of those. Stay in the loop with stoneandsons.net so you can always catch up with our latest content. And thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode. See ya.